begin to think I understand. And it's where we are, you and I are gone. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes. And that's all I need.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Come on, somebody. I believe that God has a message for you today. I believe that God has a message for you today. Today's message is, America, you have become so fake. America, you have become so fake. You know, as I look around, I see more and more people, they act so fake. I see more and more people acting so fake. Come on, somebody. They're riding around in a big car, fancy car that's not paid for. They live in a big and fancy house that's not paid for. They dress up really nice, but that's not paid for either. They're acting like they're this Hollywood, like they're in Hollywood. And I know their desire is to make that kind of money in Hollywood. So, instead of being a real person, a genuine person, instead of standing up and saying, hey, I am who I am, they act fake. They're stuck up. And I'm afraid today to tell you that America, you have become stuck up. You're more in love with your cell phone. You might sit on a train. You'll be talking in your cell phone and you won't even say a word to the guy next to you. Why? It's because you are fake. America, you are fake. You have created an illusion. You have created an illusion of success. But the truth of the matter is, it's fake. We live in a fake society. More and more people are acting fake. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me because you're fake. You're a fake person. You don't tell the truth anymore. Why? Because you love money. You don't tell the truth anymore. Why? It's because you love fame and you love position. You love all these illusions that Satan has created. And I'm here to tell you that you are a fake person. I'm here to tell you that you are fake, America. Stop being fake. There's so many people today. They look good on the outside. They have the money. Come on, somebody. They think they have the money. Then you got those, come on, somebody, that have big houses. You got those that have nice cars, but I'm here to tell you, it's all fake. It's all an illusion. They want to make the world think they're doing fine, but they probably are very scraping by, because we live in a fake society, guys. Come on, somebody. We need to stop being fake. We need to start being a real people. We need to start being a genuine people. Come on, somebody. We need to start being an honest folk. Come on, somebody. We need to stop being fake. So what does the word fake mean? What does the word fake mean? Well, to make something seem real or satisfactory by any sort of deception or tampering. You know, very interesting. You get a nice pure glass of water and it looks really good to the naked eye, but when you start drinking that water and when you find out what's in the water, you're going to realize it's fake. Come on, somebody. It's been tampered with. It's been tampered with. Anything or anyone not genuine, they're fraud. They're a counterfeit. It's a deceptive act. It's a deceptive movement. It's fake. It's fraudulent. It's not genuine. It's a sham. Or it's false. Come on, somebody. It's artificial. It's fake. I don't know how else to tell you this, but America, you have become fake. Come on, somebody. I don't know how many people, they love to talk in their cell phones. They act like they're doing so great. Come on, somebody. They act like they're just doing fine. Oh, I'm so important. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, my time's really available. You know, my time's so important. Maybe I can put you on my schedule because I am a fake person. You ain't listening to me today because you're fake. You're a big fake fraud. Have you ever been to the ice cream store? Ice cream shop and say, hey, I want a strawberry shake. So they said, okay, not a problem. Do you think they're putting real strawberries in there? The truth of the matter is they're giving you artificial flavoring. They're giving you artificial. It might taste good to the mouth for the time, but the truth of the matter is it's an imitation. Those strawberries are a fake. They're not real. They're a counterfeit. It's fake, America. Do you realize that you're living a fake life? Come on, if you give me somebody real, then I would say that's a rare breed. I don't know. Come on, let's keep on going in how America has become fake. I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and I want a chicken. Do you guys know that those chickens are not real chickens? They're fake chickens. You are eating fake chickens. They're grown on these hormones. They're not even real. They have been tampered with. The DNA has been tampered with. Or should we say the GMO? These are all fake. The organisms, they're all fake. But you know, the human beings today in America are more stuck up than I've ever seen. The people around me are more snooty and snotty than I've ever seen. They really think they're somebody. They really think that they got their act together, but the truth of the matter is they live a fake life. They walk around with their cell phones. They think that they're so great, but they're fake. They might have a house with a large mortgage payment, but the truth of the matter is they don't own it. They're fake. We need to stop being fake, and we need to start being a real people. Can I get an amen today? Can I get an amen today, you know? And Proverbs 21:29 says it like this, unscrupulous people fake it a lot. Honest people are sure of their steps. Micah 6:16, you have lived by the standards of your king, Omri. The decadent lifestyle of the family of Ahab, because you've slavishly followed the fashions, I'm forcing you into bankruptcy. Your ways of life will be laughed at, a tasteless joke. Your lives will be derided as futile and fake. You know, your life has become a joke. Your life has become a joke because you've been living a fake life your whole life. You walk around with these nice pair of jeans that you put on your credit card. You walk around with these new clothes and you strut yourself with your nose in the air and you're listening to your, come on somebody, a cell phone, and you think you're so important like your agent or somebody's calling you. But the truth of the matter is you're fake. The truth of the matter is a fake, and then a lot of people are living a fake life. You're a joke, the Bible says. The Bible says that people like this are a joke. They are even a tasteless joke. You're a joke and you have no taste to you. You have no flavor about you. You're a fake. You're a joke. Your whole life is a joke. Your whole life is fake. There's nothing real about you. You know, I like the character of Rocky, and I'm sure every one of us has at one time in their life watched Rocky. But the truth of the matter is, Rocky is a fake character. He's not a real character. He's a fake. I don't know who Sylvester Stallone is. I've never sat down and talked to him. I don't know what kind of guy that person is. All I do know is the character. You know, and movies are fake. They are not real. They are not real. They're just movies. They're just for entertainment. But we all want to live like these fake characters. We all want to live in an illusion. And my question to you is this. Is there anything real in America anymore? Is there anything real about you anymore? We're very much living in a fake society. We are not real. We are fake people. And we live in an illusion. Sad to say that the athletes I'd love to watch, but the truth of the matter is, they are even fake today. They take steroids. I'd love to believe that they had some natural ability about them, and I'm sure maybe they had a little bit, but when you start taking steroids, then there's nothing natural anymore about it. And a lot of our great athletes that have went down in history have confessed of taking steroids. It's all an illusion, my friend. It's all an illusion. This society, this life that we live in, it's all an illusion. It's not real. I'm here to tell you that you are living in an illusion. Matthew 24:24 says fake messiahs and lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. Their impressive credentials and dazzling performances will put the whole wool over the eyes and even those who ought to know better. Come on, somebody! Churches like to hire fake people. They like to hire fake preachers today. Why do I know this? Because the Bible tells me so. Churches are bringing Satan into the pulpit. Preachers are faking their credentials. They might say, I have an MDiv, or I've graduated from this university. But the truth of the matter is, they are fake. And they're very deceptive. They might say, I've been a chaplain for this organization, and I've been a chaplain for this organization, and I've worked for this organization, and I'm recognized by this organization. Well, what does this have to do with Jesus? And have you found time to put Jesus in your work? Mark 13:22 says fake messiahs and lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere, and their professed Their impressive credentials and dazzling performances will pull the wool over the eyes of even those who ought to know better. Wow. I am so great because I got a doctorate degree. And I served at this organization. And I've been recognized with this reward. And I've done this and that. But the truth of the matter is, have you had time for Jesus? The truth of the matter is, have you had time for Jesus? The truth of the matter is, you haven't had time for Jesus. Because you are fake. And you are so stuck on yourself. And you are so stuck on yourself, come on somebody, you don't know who Jesus is because you're more worried about pleasing the masses than following Jesus. You ain't listening to me today because you're fake. Bible says a lot of false Christs and false prophets will rise. They will show signs and wonders to seduce even the elect. You know, there are those that truly believe in him, and these fake preachers are going to come along, and they're going to show a lot of deception. And one way they do show deception is they flash their fake credentials. And a lot of people, instead of believing in Jesus, they trust in the credentials. Well, he must have an MDiv. So that means he must be somebody. Get your head out of the gutter, America. Your credentials has nothing to do with the calling of God. Come on, somebody. The credentials have nothing to do with Jesus. You know, Paul, in Acts 23:3, Paul shot back, God will slap you down. What a fake you are. You sit there and judge me by the law and then break the law by ordering me slapped around. He said this to the chief priest. Paul conveyed the member of the council with a steady gaze and then said, in peace, friends, I've lived with a clear conscience before God all my life up to this very point. That set the chief priest Ananias off. He ordered his aides to slap Paul in the face. You know, Paul had a clear conscience, but he said, you know what? You're fake, chief priest. You know, you slap me, but God's going to slap you. And you're living a fake life. I don't know how you become the chief priest, but it seems to me, if you were so religious, you wouldn't be being so fake. I don't know how many people today are so fake. I don't know how many people today are so fake. How many preachers, churches, come on somebody, teachers, come on somebody, professors at the university, politicians, oh come on, it's all fake, it's all an illusion. They're here to make you believe that something's real and it's not real. Paul said, what a fake you are. Romans 1:25 says, and all this because you traded the true God for your fake God. And worship the God they made instead of the God who made them. The God we bless. The God who blessed us. Oh yes. We have traded the true, real God, Jesus, for a fake God. An artificial God. A global God. Come on somebody. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and He is the life. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way. So, when you go into a hospital and you're entering the end of your days, instead of saying, we need Jesus, you say, well, let's keep Jesus away because we don't want to force Jesus on that patient. The truth of the matter is that patient needed Jesus. The truth of that matter is they need Jesus more than ever. But instead, we say, no, it's up to the patient. It's up to them. We will provide a chaplain of that faith. But they don't need a chaplain. They need Jesus. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. Romans 12:9 says, love from the center of who you are and don't fake it. run for dear life from evil and hold on for dear life to good. I'm here to tell you, you know, from the bottom of your heart, you don't have to live a fake life. Right in the center of your life, in the center of your life, there is good. You don't have to fake it. Be real and be who you are. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you do. Be proud of where you live. Come on, somebody. Be proud of where you come from and don't fake it. Can I get an amen from somebody? Be proud of who you are. 2 Timothy 2:9 says, the anarchist coming in all Satan's work, all his power and signs and miracles are fake. You know, Satan's fake. Satan is the illusionist and he is fake. He is a magician. He is fake. You know, and all these verses comes from the message. Jeremiah 23:32 says, I am against the false prophets that preach fake dreams. This message is from the Lord. They mislead my people with their lies and false teachings. I did not send those prophets to teach my people. I never commanded them to do anything for me. They can't help the people of Judah at all. This message is from the Lord. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. There's so many false preachers out there today that are preaching a fake message. Proverbs 14:18 says, foolish dreamers live in a world of an illusion. Foolish dreamers live in a world of illusion, but the wise realists plant their feet on the ground. People today are following an illusion. They are fake. They are not real. God wants you to start being a realist and plant your feet on the ground. He wants you to make wise decisions. He wants you to be real with your surroundings, real with what's going on, and make wise decisions. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today because you're fake. You're living an illusion. You're living in a lie. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. My cell phone just rang. I'm very important. But the truth of the matter is, you're an illusion. You're living a fake lie. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is real and Satan is the illusion. Come on, somebody. Jesus is real and Satan is the illusion. Look what we have created in Hollywood. It's an illusion. Look what we've created in Las Vegas. It's an illusion. Come on, somebody. We've dressed like these Hollywood actors, but I'm here to tell you it's an illusion. We live like we're in paradise, but we're living in an illusion. Come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in this nation. We need to stop following Satan, who is the illusion, and we need to start following Jesus, who is the realist. Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen today? I feel God's touching somebody today. You ain't listening to me today because you're a fake. 1 John 5:12 says, so whoever has the Son has life. Whoever rejects the Son rejects life. The reality. Who is the reality? Well, that's the Son. That's life. And who's the illusion? Well, that's Satan. Let me read 1 John 5:12 says in the message, so whoever has the Son has life. Whoever rejects the Son rejects life, the reality and not the illusion. Jesus Christ is the reality. Jesus is real. But Satan is the illusion. Satan is the illusion. Keep watching the illusion on television. You know, the other day I watched one of the dumbest movies in the world. And yes, that hour and a half I was getting dumber. Why? The actors have made millions, they're getting smarter and richer. The truth of the matter is, the illusion is that you are getting dumber by these movies. The truth of the illusion is you're becoming desensitized. The illusion is you are becoming dehumanized. Come on, somebody. While these actors are making millions, living in their make-believe palaces, and they are getting smarter. They are getting richer. You are getting dumber. You are being demoralized, and you're getting poorer. This is the illusion. When are you going to wake up, America, and cry out to Jesus once again? When are you going to wake up, America, and say, I need Jesus? When are you going to wake up, America? I want to stop being fake. I want to start being a real human being. I want to start being a human being the way Jesus has created me. Don't you want to be the way that Jesus has created you? I want to be the full man that Jesus has created me. I want to be human. I love life. I want to grow like the trees. Come on, somebody. I want to live a life for Jesus. Satan is the illusion. What does the illusion mean? What does the illusion mean? It's an erroneous perception of reality. It's an erroneous concept of belief. It's a condition of being deceived by a false deception or belief. Something such as a fantastic plan or desire that causes an erroneous belief or perception. It could be a kind of an art form. You ever watch David Copperfield? Come on, somebody. And I remember watching him one time when he flew across the Grand Canyon. I remember you've probably watched that one too. Well, come on, somebody. Nobody can literally fly. That was all an illusion. Nobody can literally fly across the Grand Canyon. Now, have you ever watched some of these videos, like in The Matrix? Come on, somebody, where they've done the back flips, the forward flips, and they fly across. Well, what is that? That is computer imaging. That's called CGI, computer graphic images, and that is also an illusion. So every one of these movies that you watch today, I'm here to tell you that it's an illusion. You are watching an illusion. Magician, we can make an illusion. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. But you know, a lot of images that you see on television are an illusion. A lot of images that you see in the mainstream media, it's an illusion. Come on, somebody, you need to start being real. You need to start being real with yourself. You need to start being real with others. And you need to stand up and say, I need Jesus. Stop living in illusion. America, you have become fake. You're living a lie. You're an illusion. Job 28 says it like this. They fly off like the dreams that can't be remembered, like a shadowing illusion that vanish in the light. Job 24:23 says they may have an illusion of security, but God has His eye on them. You know, very interesting. We need to wake up because we do have an illusion of security. The truth of the matter is, in America, we can fall. The truth of the matter is, in America, we can fall. We can fall. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. We need to stop living a lie. We need to stop living in an illusion. We need to realize that only true security comes from Jesus, who sits on the right hand of the Father. Psalms 4:2 says, you rabble, how long do I put up with your scorn? How long will you lust after lies? How long will you live crazed by illusions? Come on, somebody. How long will you chase after lies, America? How long will you live after illusions? Proverbs 14:18 says, foolish dreamers live in the world of an illusion, but wise realists plant their feet on the ground. You're a foolish dreamer. You who talk with your cell phone, you're a foolish dreamer. You who sit back in your nice unpaid car that you're paying $600 a month for, you're a foolish dreamer. Those of you that have your big house and you're barely making it, you're a foolish dreamer. Come on, somebody. You love the chase after fantasies and all your talk are empty. Don't come and talk to me. I ain't listening. You're foolish. Because the truth of the matter is, you come to me and tell me that you love the church. You come to me and you tell me that you love God, but the truth of the matter is, these are empty talks. Your true heart is all about money. Your true heart is all about fame and fortune. That's what you love. That's what you desire, because you're foolish. You're living in a fantasy. You are living in an illusion. Come on, somebody. Can I just try to wake you up for one moment? Can I just try to wake you up just one more time and tell you to stand up and be real? Look outside when you see the corn grow. Come on, somebody. That's not an illusion. When it rains outside, that's not an illusion. Come on, somebody. When a baby is born, that's not an illusion. Come on, somebody. Can I wake you up just one more time? Can you get off this fantasy? Can you get off this kick? Come on, somebody. Can you wake up out of this illusion that you've been living in and wake up to what's real? Jesus is real. We live in a nation of Jesus. Our nation was founded on Jesus. Can I get an amen? Somebody, our nation was founded on Jesus. Yeah. Jesus Christ, He's the realist. Satan, He is the illusionist. Isaiah 59:4 says in the Message, no one speaks up for the right. No one deals fairly. They trust in illusion. They tell lies. They get pregnant with mischief and have sin babies. No one does right anymore. They just care about, they don't want to help anybody. They just care about whether they're getting paid. Jeremiah 8:8 says, how can you say we know the score? You're the proud owners of God's revelation. Look where it's gotten you, stuck in illusion. Your religion experts have taken you for a ride. You know, the Bible's very clear. Our religious experts in America has taken us for a ride. The church is an illusion. The preachers are an illusion. Their sermons are an illusion because it has taken you for a ride. They want to tell you a feel-good message, but it's an illusion. They want to tell you anything real anymore. They want to tell you that this country's going down. They want to tell you that your life's been tampered with. They don't want to tell you what's real. It's all an illusion. Come on, somebody, can I get an amen? Jeremiah 14:14 says, then God said, these preachers are liars. And they use my name to cover up their lies. And I never sent them. I never commanded them. I don't even talk to them. Come on, somebody. You're living an illusion. 1 John 5:12. So whoever has the Son has life, and whoever rejects the Son rejects life, the reality. The reality and not the illusion. John 3:20 says, everyone who makes a practice of doing evil, addicted to denial and the illusion, they hate the light of God and they won't come near it, fearing the painful exposure. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that you are fake, America. I'm here to tell you that you have become fake. You need to stop following the illusions of the devil and you need to start standing up for Jesus. You need to start standing up for Jesus. 1 John 5:13 says, my purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond a shadow of doubt that you have eternal life. You who believe in God's Son will know without a shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. The reality. The reality. And not the illusion. Jesus Christ is a reality, America. Whether you want to take Him out of your schools or not, He is still a reality. Jesus Christ is a reality, America. Even though you want to take Him out of your universities, even though you want to take Him out of your church, and even though you want to take Him out of your hospital and your governments, Jesus Christ is still a reality. I pray today that you would stop living a fake life. I pray today that America would wake up and be real. I pray today that we would stop living a lie. That we would start being real to one another. That we would start being real to ourselves. Come on, somebody, that we would stop living in an illusion. Come on, somebody, I pray this today in Jesus' name, that God is going to bless you. He's going to open up your eyes to the reality of life, the goodness of life. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Ever and ever, I see myself.